AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Valero's 57-week trend signal absorbs a light volume pause near its high. The refiner slipped 2.3% for the week, but the broader four-week move, active market dynamics, and a 30% premium to the trend line keep the weekly structure constructive, with participation still the missing confirmation. Research brief. Valero Energy closed at $302.50 on 24 July. Down 2.3% for the week, but still up 16.6% over 4 weeks and 23.1% over 12 weeks. The stock remains 5.5% below its 52-week high, 30.1% above its weekly trend line, and 95.7% above ShareMaestro fair value. Volume was 12.9 million shares, only 0.9x the 13-week average, leaving the latest pause short of decisive participation. Key points. VLO's weekly trend signal remains active with a 57-week streak and 52 of 52 active weeks in the current window. 2. The stock closed at $302.50, placing it at 90.7% of its 52-week range and 5.5% below the $320.20 high. 3. Short-term momentum cooled with a 2.3% weekly loss, but 4-week and 12-week returns remain positive at 16.6% and 23.1%. 4. Refining industry breadth is healthier than the broader energy sector, with 78.9% active trend breadth and 68.4% positive market dynamics. 5. Latest volume of 12.9 million shares was below both the 13-week average of 14.6 million and the 52-week average of 14.9 million. Weekly pullback does little damage to the broader advance. Valero Energy ended the week at $302.50, down 2.3%, after a strong July advance that included a 10.3% gain in the prior week. The decline leaves the stock 5.5% below its 52-week high of $320.20, but still high in its annual range at 90.7%. The four-week gain of 16.6% is almost exactly in line with the U.S. Oil and Gas Refining and Marketing Group's 16.8% average, while the 12-week return of 23.1% is well ahead of the industry's 11.0% average. Trend signal stays active, but confirmation is not emphatic. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop remains active, supported by a 57-week streak and full 52-week trend participation. Price is 30.1% above the weekly trend line at $232.60, which keeps the regime constructive, although the 95.7% premium to ShareMaestro fair value at $154.60 shows how much premium demand is already reflected in the quote. The composite score stands at 80, consistent with a continuation setup rather than an early reversal from depressed levels. Market dynamics improve while relative strength remains supportive. Activity pressure is positive at 0.66, and the latest signal state shows positive pressure but no fresh buy signal. Relative leadership sits at 40.18, also positive, with the data showing improvement over the recent four-week window. That gives Valero a better internal profile than the weekly price change alone suggests, but the lack of a new trigger means the next move still needs validation. Refiners look healthier than the broader energy week. The sector context is mixed. U.S. energy averaged a 2.6% weekly gain, but only 15.0% of the sector showed positive market dynamics. Even a 78.0% had positive relative strength. Valero's negative week ranked in the weaker part of the sector group, at 93 of 100 in the supplied energy ranking, despite retaining positive trend, market dynamics, and relative strength readings. Peer context shows Valero steady, not the fastest refiner. Within U.S. oil and gas refining and marketing, the backdrop is more constructive. 78.9% of constituents have active weekly trend signals, and 68.4% show positive market dynamics and relative strength. Valero's weekly loss was softer than the industry's 0.8% average decline, but its four-week move lagged stronger refining peers such as PBF Energy at 43.0%, Par Pacific at 41.7%, and Delek at 32.2%. Its 12-week gain, however, remains one of the better large-cap refiner follow-through readings. Volume and risk define the next test. Participation was the main caveat. Latest volume was 12.9 million shares, or 0.9 times the 13-week average of 14.6 million, and 0.9 times the 52-week average of 14.9 million. That is not weak enough to signal broad distribution, but it does leave the pullback and prior advance without a fresh high-conviction volume stamp. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.